chapter 7. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola were Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Jibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their father's house. The sons of Tola were mighty men of valor in their generations. Their number in the days of David was 22,600. The son of Uzai was Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men. And with them, by their generations, according to their fathers' houses, were 36,000 troops ready for war, for they had many wives and sons. Now their brethren among all the families of Issachar were mighty men of valor, listed by their genealogies, 87,000 in all. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Bichur, and Jediel, three in all. The sons of Bela were Esbon, Uzai, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, five in all. They were heads of their fathers' houses, and they were listed by their genealogies, 22,034 mighty men of valor. The sons of Bichur were Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these are the sons of Bichur, and they were recorded by genealogy according to their generations, heads of their fathers' houses, 20,200 mighty men of valor. The son of Jediel was Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenaanah, Zethan, Tharshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediel were heads of their fathers' houses. There were 17,200 mighty men of valor, fit to go out for war and battle. Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Ir, and Hushim was the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalom, the sons of Bilha. The descendants of Manasseh, his Syrian concubine, bore him Machir, the father of Gilead, the father of Asriel. Machir took as his wife the sister of Hupim and Shupim, whose name was Maacah. The name of Gilead's grandson was Zelophehad, but Zelophehad begot only daughters. Maacah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Piresh. The name of his brother was Shiresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rekem. The son of Ulam was Bedan. These were the descendants of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Hamoleketh, bore Ishhod, Abiezer, and Mala. And the sons of Shemaiah were Ahayan, Shechem, Lechai, and Anayam. The sons of Ephraim were Shuthelah, Bered his son, Tehath his son, Elida his son, Tehath his son, Zebad his son, Shuthelah his son, and Ezer and Elead. The men of Gath, who were born in that land, killed them because they came down to take away their cattle. Then Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because tragedy had come upon his house. Now his daughter was Sheerah, who built Lower and Upper Beth-Horon, and Uzen-Sheerah. And Rephah was his son, as well as Resheph, and Telah his son, Tehan his son, Leadan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Now their possessions and dwelling places were Bethel and its towns, to the east Neeran, to the west Gezer and its towns, and Shechem and its towns, as far as Aya and its towns. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh were Beth Shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvai, Beriah, and their sister Sirah. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Machiel, who was the father of Birzeith. And Heber begot Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were the children of Japhlet. The sons of Shemir were Ahai, Roga, Jehuba, and Aram. And the sons of his brother Helam were Zophah, Imnah, Shilesh, and Emal. The sons of Zophah were Sua, Harnifer, Shual, Birai, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Jithron, and Beira. The sons of Jether were Jephunneh, Pispah, and Ara. The sons of Ula were Era, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their fathers' houses, choice men, mighty men of valor, chief leaders. And they were recorded by genealogies among the army fit for battle. Their number was 26,000.